Dragons Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I think it was. It's news that Jeff links that says sources tell Dogs HQ, a Georgia site, Georgia and Florida will be able to host recruits at their annual rivalry matchup starting in 22 this year. They'll be able to provide tickets for recruits at the ball game. Now, they've been playing in Jacksonville most every year since what? The start of the SEC, 1933, I believe. Now, there were a couple of years in there where they didn't play because of construction in Jacksonville, etc. But for the most part, they've played there every year. And Georgia, Kirby Smart has one opinion. Obviously, Florida has another. And Griff's very opinionated about this, too. Now, here's just part of the article. I'll just read you a little bit. There still won't be any contact between coaches and recruits allowed due to the off-campus nature of the game. Both schools, not just the designated home team like Oklahoma and Texas do for their annual neutral site matchup, now will be able to provide tickets for prospects and their families. So, Oklahoma-Texas game, they designate the home team. I guess it just swaps back every other year. And the home team can host players, right? In this case, they're saying that both will be able to. Now, I don't know. Here's what it doesn't say. Is this an SEC? Is this an NCAA thing they got? Or did they just say, bleep it, we don't really care, we're going to do it? That's what it doesn't say here. Yeah, both schools can provide tickets. It doesn't tell you the number of tickets. Now, here is the problem that Kirby has and that Griff has, and Florida disagrees. So, look, there's two sides of this. I don't want to get into the back and forth on this today. We've done that plenty of times. I'm just going to give you both sides. I'm going to give you Georgia's side of it, because Florida obviously is totally good with the current setup, and they made that clear. Okay? That's their side, and more power to them. Georgia's side is, look, we're in Athens. We want to have a home game every other year with Florida, arguably our biggest rival, and we want to have recruits on campus, not only recruits on campus, but we want them to have the campus weekend, game day, coaches, we want all that atmosphere thing. And we can't do that every year down in Jacksonville. Now, they just said, we're going to allow you to host both teams' recruits, provide tickets, etc. No interaction, so hosting's a little bit misleading, but we're going to allow you to provide tickets for recruits at that game, starting in 22, starting this season. Again, I don't know who from above made this rule or changed it, or if they just said, we don't care what the rules are, here's the deal, we're going to do it. And Florida and Georgia got together and agreed to it. Doesn't say anything about that. That's a very interesting point that's not mentioned there. Where did this ruling come from? Unless I, look, I haven't been able to read it all. Maybe I skipped over something. But I'm pretty good at speed reading. I didn't see anything in there about it. But that's the story that I appreciate Jeff too seeing. I had not seen that story. And now, does that solve the overall issue for Georgia? It makes it better. I don't think that solves anything for them. But anyways, there's that story. I appreciate that. Georgia Dong, I told everybody Kirby was just doing business when talking about moving the game. Just business. Kirby getting his way, well, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you're Kirby smart, you're not worried about anything else. You're worried about Georgia, right? You're on the political trail, you're stumping for Georgia. I don't mean that any other way than metaphorically, right? But that's the only concern you have. Is Georgia there? Jason, as in Hawkeye, Jason, build the perception that ESPN only goes to SEC games for College Game Day, but they went to a lot of games where the Big Ten teams were involved. And what's he taught? 8 of the 19 game days involved the Big Ten. 8 of the 19 game days involved the SEC. And he's talking about, oh, he's talking about this year coming up. Is that right? Let me make sure. No. Is he talking about last year? Yeah, last year. And we were talking about that earlier with Brett Ciancio when he was with us. They go places where they don't have the best, most dominant TV contract agreement. They do that. But now that we're in a new environment, and let's face it, things today aren't what they used to be. And you have a clear Fox versus ESPN battle going on that will involve the expansion of the playoffs and who gets to host what. Right now, ESPN has that entire contract. I'm willing to bet you that ain't going to be the case in the future. It's going to be split up. Why? Because there's more money doing it that way. More people wanting in. That means more money. Competition means more money. ESPN owning the playoffs like they have for these 12 years of our first playoff package, I don't think will be the future. They'll be in on it. Maybe they're in on it significantly, but it will be and will involve other networks. If you want more money, that's the way you do it. Got a lot of suits that have access to a whole lot of money that can get things done. And that will be a battle too. Now, and think about this now. Not only is it Fox ESPN, it's SEC Big Ten. There's nobody else fighting. Pac-12 can't fight. ACC Big 12, none of them can fight in this fight, okay? In boxing terms or MMA or whatever, you have the heavyweight division, SEC Big Ten, and then you have the lighter divisions. That'd be the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12. And you don't want to fight up and wait because you will get killed, right? It's not smart. Metaphorically speaking now, that fight between the heavyweights for the playoffs, you got to remember now, Sankey gets salty slightly. He doesn't let it spill over much. When the subject of a year ago expansion of the playoffs was going very smoothly, led by him, led by his ideas, Jack Swarbrick was in on it too, Notre Dame. Big Ten wasn't in on it. ACC, Pac-12, they weren't in on it. Now, the expansion is totally good for them, but this is about egos. This is about respect. And everything would have been fine. We would already have an announcement about expansion and how many teams it was going to be and what the format would look like with automatic bids or what have you, or reaching out to conferences who typically wouldn't get in. And all, you'd already know all this. Except the Texas OU news hit, which flattened all that because egos got severely bruised there. And Sankey is very butthurt over what he thought was good relationships that turned on him when it was time to get things done. So the future of that whole big mess there is interesting. We've got all this money we're talking about, which is real. We've got future money with expansion, which is going to be way more, maybe triple what it is now. It's $600 million a year now. It's going to be over $1 billion in the next one. Expanding by three times the number, three times the number if it's 12. And there's going to be, I don't know how smoothly that's going to go. It might go better than I think. It'll eventually get worked out. But Sankey floating, and the AD there also at Florida floating this, Strickland. Hey, maybe we just have an intra-league championship. Now, again, I don't think that's what they really want. I think that's them saying, screw with us and watch what we could do. Remember, Slime did the same thing. With full cost of attendance, he did the same thing. With getting to the playoffs from the BCS, he did the same thing. Now, Slive's the better commissioner. Slive is the best commissioner ever, along with Roy Kramer. Like, if you had a Mount Rushmore of commissioners, there'd only be two. Not four. It'd be Kramer, Slive. I think Delaney would go somewhere in the next. Like this Mount Rushmore, you'd have two at the top and maybe allow a third down a little bit below. I'd put Delaney in there. Yeah, I would. I got to tell you, a lot of this stuff I don't like, but I will also readily admit it's incredibly interesting. Now up about 410 points. CPI numbers were better. Good enough to make the market happen. All right, we'll take the first break here. Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see a steady flow of traffic making its way in from Dixon County on 40 eastbound. It still looks pretty good over in Mount Julie, at least for now, down the interstate. It's heavy 40 westbound as you pass 109. There's a couple of new wrecks out here the last few minutes. Madison Station Boulevard at Madison Square, and also moving one in the 2100 block of Woodmont Boulevard. Hey, Gatlinburg Winery, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Now they've got some brand new flavors that also involve cotton candy. Check them out at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
Woo! It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta Games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King Show.
Pac-12 football is a joke. It's a laughing stock. It has been left behind by Father Time a long time ago. It has not been prominent in a decade at least. And do you want to know why? God-forsaken leadership. That's why.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low around 72. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Bunch of good stuff here. Who'd you say we have on hold, Pat? Do you say we have somebody on hold, Patton, or not? Oh, Cogby Cattleman. Welcome in.
Another hump day. Another day on the Gator. Another cattle call, Bill. You hanging in there?
Harpeth River's got lots of water, man. We're getting rain.
Harpeth River's the ocean river right here, the Harpeth Ocean, huh?
That's true, yes. It's not as clear as the ocean, though.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got a little phone call for you here, and let's get back to what you're pushing there. But, hey, Bill, first off, we got the Knoxville barbecue update for you.
What, like a new place or what?
Yeah, you know how I'm always ripping on Knoxville barbecue?
Yeah, I know.
Calhoun's is average at best, and we have one a really good franchise over here. It went out of business on us, Bill. Full service, the only real shop we had went out of business. Slow Joe economy.
What happened? I mean, nobody...
Well, I won't bore you with the details, but you know where, talking brisket a lot, Bill, you know where our number one barbecue option over here in East Tennessee is now? This is sad. It's good barbecue, though.
Not Calhoun's.
Bucky's.
Oh, Bucky's.
Yeah, Bucky's. We're having to let the Texas guys bail us out. We're all having to go to Bucky's for barbecue now.
I didn't know there was a Bucky's in Knoxville.
Wait, it's coming. We got one in Cookeville, and we got one coming up here to Dolly Eggs. So we're actually going to have to drive 30 miles. But, you guys got all these great places, and we got to go to Bucky's. Maybe you ought to come over here, Bill. Maybe you ought to come over here to the Strip and open up Bad Bill's Brisket or something. That might be some money to be made, even these days.
What about, no. Me and Bruce Pearl go in 50-50. We call it Alimony's Barbecue. How about that?
Yeah, but Bill, you're Catholic. You've never paid alimony.
That's true.
Yeah. And one other thing, Bill, since we're in a banana republic now, have you been seeing all these helicopter shots of Mar-a-Lago?
It's all over TV, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can't get away from it, can you? I've been down there a few times, Bill, but my favorite place was the Breakers. I used to go to the top of the Breakers, have a couple of gin and tonics, smoke a nice Cuban, and call it a happy hour. You spent some time down there in Palm Beach, Bill. It's a crazy place. You ever been to a Mar-a-Lago?
I have not. I have not.
Didn't you say you did some remotes and ran some football games and spent a fair amount of time down there?
We did a show on a Saturday from South Beach.
Yeah.
Literally,
you know about
on
Worth,
the beach.
You know about Worth Avenue, don't you, Bill? You got a lot of good South Florida callers.
Right.
You know about Worth Avenue, don't you?
So, I mean, I don't know the street, no, but I mean, I know the area.
It's the East Coast Rodeo Drive.
Okay.
So, just checking you on all those trips down here. How many times have you been down to South Florida on football games, Bill? Three or four?
Probably, yeah, and I did a spring break down there probably three or four, too. So I've been down there a little bit.
Yeah, Palm Beach, West Palm Beach is about like anywhere in America. You cross that a bridge to Palm Beach, it makes Brentwood look like the hood. I'm not kidding you, Bill. I'm telling you,
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, $1 million condo, you're probably looking at a parking lot.
$1 million condo down there is what, 800 square feet?
Oh, $1 million condo probably wouldn't even get you a condo. It'd probably get you a parking space. Second or third row.
Yeah.
Here real quick. I got a football thing for you.
Yes,
Brew McCoy still trying to get on the field over here.
Now, he's practicing, right? He's just not clear.
Yeah. Do you know anything about that? Is that NCAA, for whatever there were, school, conference? Do you know what the problem is there?
Well, I don't. It's complicated because I don't know if you remember the story. He signed out of high school as a midtermer with Southern Cal. He didn't stay, I don't think, a month, 2 weeks, and he transferred to Texas. Now, this is the winner of his should-be senior high school, but he was a midtermer. Goes through Texas spring, and then he heads back to Southern Cal. So there's been two transfers in there, which, by the way, they're about to create a rule that says it doesn't matter how many times you do it. And he also, I think, was suspended a year ago or had some injuries or something. I don't really know much more, though.
Oh, he's got all kinds of trouble. He's got a rap sheet a mile long. USC's kicked him off campus, told him never to come back. Title IX, bad dude. I mean, I think it's a damn disgrace Tennessee's even fooling with him. Why don't these schools show a little backbone and send dudes like that off to Coach Prime or TSU or somewhere? We don't need that over here. I hope he doesn't get in school. you think Brew McCoy's going to beat Georgia? Hell no. So why do you want that mess over here?
Georgia's going to cancel it. Look, if he gets clear, Georgia's going to cancel the game. They're not going to play.
You know what needs to happen? Danny White needs to hand old Brew about three gallons of gas. Say, get over to Nashville, go do some donuts over in Charlotte Avenue, and go play for Eddie over there at TSU. We don't need that mess.
All right. See
Hang
you,
in there, Bill.
All right. Excuse me. Made me cough. Woody's Revenge, Bill. Southern Cal and Oklahoma today, Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. Who wins? That's a tough one. That's a hard one, man. I mean, is Dylan Gabriel just immediately, when he's inserted, going to just take over like he's been there the whole time? He's a good quarterback. And he has a relationship with Jeff Lebby. That's not new there. Council Bluffs today. Does somebody have Brad's power numbers, his power rankings? Brad Powers, power rankings. What would the spread be according to Brad's numbers? You folks that have that handy in front of you. I would think, would Oklahoma be about a 2-point favorite? It'd be close. You got Caleb Williams. You got Lincoln Riley. It's a good question by Woody's Revenge because you've got all the storylines. Jordan Addison. Go down the list. That would be, let me put it this way. I don't think it would be a big upset if Southern Cal won that game. Not a huge upset. Council Bluffs today at 2. You know what? We ought to be able to do that. Let's do this. You know how right now everybody, Fox, Mickey Mouse, NBC, Amazon, whoever, everybody's in there throwing their money at this stuff, right? Lots of bleep you money getting chucked right in there. Let's, as a show, bid for a game that we can last minute put together in Council Bluffs at 2 o'clock on a weekday. Let's get the show's collective together, bid on it, and we can do what Woody's Revenge, that'd be Josh, asks. Would that not be fun? Like, wouldn't it be fun if in our magical world, right, our fairy tale magical world we live in on this show, we could tweet in 5 minutes. Hey, guys, just got it done. Southern Cal, Oklahoma today, Council Bluffs at 2. How many people would skip work? Lots of you would. Even if you don't have an emotional investment in Oklahoma or Southern Cal, you would stop it, say, oh, that meeting I had at 2, we can't do that today. Move that. Yeah, and let's create, nobody's ever done that. Let's create that world. It's going to take a lot of money. Considering the money that's being thrown around right now, it's going to take a bunch of money to get that done. Tony in Atlanta, who's a big Georgia fan, says he does not agree with Kirby Smart. Said, Bill, the Jacksonville thing is not a both sides issue, at least for him. He said, there are plenty of Georgia season ticket holders like me who want the game to remain in Jacksonville and who want to remain the cocktail party. Coach Kirby certainly has his reasons. I just don't agree with his insistence on moving this game. That's an interesting tweet. I'm glad you sent that. I mean, there are a lot of Georgia fans who have significant plans, you know, vacation plans based on that trip. Like Larry Munson said, Jekyll Island, Amelia Island, St. Simons, whatever. Get you a place. That is one thing I've never done. That's one thing I have never done. That would be a fun trip. Some year, I may do that. I don't know when. But plan a weekend. Because usually I'm here and I've got all my TVs and I'm in my comfort zone, right? So I don't want to go. I don't want to go anywhere. I get invited. You folks are so nice. And, hey, Bill, we're going to be at this game. I got a ticket. You can come. I get that all the time. And I want you to understand. I appreciate you thinking about me that way. It's just I can't do that because I need to be in front of all the games. So I've never taken anybody up on that. But I 1 week or 1 year, maybe me and the wifey head down, get us a place, Jekyll Island, Amelia Island, somewhere down in there, and take in the game. Just say, hey, everybody, you know what? I'm going to miss a lot of these other games. Sorry. I put in about 100 years doing this. I'm going down there. That'd be pretty fun. Maybe 1 year we do it. I'll equip a Bob. Wonder how long Fox, NBC, CBS, etc. start rating ESPN announcers and their commentators. Just conjecture on my part, but Herb Street comes to mind since he is starting to do NFL games. Oh, I mean, that could happen. I mean, if you're at ESPN and Fox comes after you and they say, here's another zero on your salary, that could happen. Yeah, that could absolutely happen. And it does. I mean, they've rated. Who's the guy that makes everybody sad? Tom, he does all the features. He did it on ESPN all those years, game day. Did golf, and now he's at Fox. He left for Fox. What's his name? Tom. Rinaldi. Yeah, Rinaldi. His job is to do a story and make you cry. I'm here with a family who lost everything, which is sad. Okay, that is sad. But they rose through the trials and tribulations, and now they're better. You know, those stories. And again, they're good. They're good. I mean, those are real. Jeff 2 says, Bill, here's what you probably will eventually have with college football when talking about playoff expansion, etc. You could have seeds 1 through 8 playing on CBS, 2 through 7 on NBC, 3 through 6, or 3 versus 6, that is, on ABC, 4 versus 5 on Fox and the Natty, rotated by all four like the Super Bowl. That is probably where we're going. No Fan in the 863. Oh, did I tell you we got out your seasoning? No Fan sent me a bunch of Everglades seasoning. And the all-purpose one, is it the all-purpose one you said? We put it on some chicken, and it was good. Yeah, I got out the shakers because I have a spice cabinet that is bigger than the sun. Okay, yes, I'll say that again. My spice cabinet has more stuff in it than the sun. And those were in the front because it just got sent to me. So I got them out. There were four of them he sent me. And I took the little protective top off there, and we sampled them all and used some on the chicken. It was good. It was very, very good, sir. Appreciate that. Appreciate you thinking of me that way. No Fan in the 863. Firing Gundy is nothing more than Venables in Oklahoma being scared of the woke culture. That is true. He says, Bill, it's ruining the country also. Should have said we're handling it internally, and that's it. Oh, that's exactly what happened to Venables there. There's no question. Now, I'm having trouble with this one. Mr. Sampson, Bill, ESPN is the Jefferson Pilot Network of the 21st century. I'm not sure I... Jefferson Pilot was not a well-run machine compared to what ESPN puts out there. I'm not sure about that. Maybe I'm missing the point. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I would have loved to have a beer with the Cosby Cattleman back in the day when he lived here. Yeah, that would be. If he still lived there, you could do that. Imagine that sit down. God knows what that would be like. Anyways, let's take a break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see some heavy traffic volume coming in through Wilson County right now, down the interstate here on I-40 into the Hermitage area. Give yourself a little bit of extra travel time out. Here's some radar, I-40, as you make your way in from Dixon County and wrapping up an earlier wreck at Cottage View Lane at Mountain View. That's going to be over in Antioch. Hey, Gatlinburg Winery, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out their new flavors at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular same game parlays where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up. Use the promo code BKing. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Team Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you.
Paid for by NHTSA.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Jeff Chin says, Bill, if Bruce, they've been in Israel, they back. By the way, Kentucky, I don't know if you care or not, you might not. I know, some of my Kentucky guys absolutely care about this. I don't know, with it being football season, I don't know if the audience would care. But Kentucky plays in the Bahamas starting today. I think it's tonight. And it's on, I believe, the SEC Network. Yeah, if Kentucky's going to play a basketball game, the SEC Network is going to, they're going to carry it. You can promise yourself that. They play somebody, I don't know who they play. Yeah, just go ahead and start with your St. Peter's jokes while you're at it. Yeah, Bill, they better hope St. Peter's doesn't show up down there. Good point. Okay. You want me to argue with that? Bill, if Bruce Pearl were to open any kind of restaurant, he should open up a diner that serves only hot dogs and call it Show Calls. It'd be a $1 billion idea. What about a diner that is, and I don't know if you could get this actually on a big board, but the diner called What Not to Do When Swimming in the Dead Sea. That wouldn't sell well, though, would it? If you missed that part of the show a couple of days back, then if you weren't listening about a week ago or whenever we talked about this, then you won't have any idea what that just meant. That would go completely over your head. Yeah, what not to do when you're in the dead sea, among other things. Lake Norman Buckeye. Buckeyes Notre Dame says, I'm going to be up there at the horseshoe for the game. Something has to give. Buckeyes love to lose out of conference September games. Notre Dame can't beat the big brands. I also think these are future conference foes. You know what? That's a good point. Something's got to give in this game. I think likely what gives in this game is Notre Dame athlete or an athlete's not ready for prime time on that level. I think lines of scrimmage, Notre Dame's just fine. I think in the big man category, Notre Dame can fair fight, if not be better than a whole lot of teams, but fair fight in Ohio State or a Georgia or I think that's a fair fight. Athlete on athlete outside of the tackle box, not a fair fight. You're trying to punch outside of your weight class. Now, that's a metaphor, not really, but just saying. Just saying. Greg checking in this morning. I believe you, Greg, you're down there in Florida somewhere, right? Says, Bill, big-time boosters from St. Simon's Island say if they move the game, they'll reconsider their money. They call this their game. I would say they have an opinion that matters, for sure. Stephen in Athens, GA, says, Bill, I love going to Jacksonville and Ponte Vedra, St. Simon's, that area for the game. The recruits are moving the right direction, but the main problem is still getting them on campus into our $63 million recruiting lounge, locker room, etc. It's a complicated and complex issue, as you know. Yeah, that's what Griff's talking about. It's the story about how they can accommodate recruits with tickets now, they're going to do it this year. And I believe the story just hit. Jeff, too, had the link. He's right. That's a good move. There's nothing negative about that move. It's a good move. It still doesn't answer the Georgia side of the debate, at least some Georgia fans. Now, Tony Atlanta says I don't fall into that category, but we want to have a recruiting weekend with a Florida game on campus. We want that experience. I don't really care. I'm just fine where the game's at. I don't have an emotional investment in that topic. I just don't. Jim at Jupiter, I wonder if any current OU players will stand up for Gundy. I don't know about that. Some former players have. But here's the reason. According to Gundy's sister, who's been tweeting, and she's obviously very displeased with this, she says that Venables told the team not a word. Not a freaking word about this. And that's that. So you're not going to hear anybody say anything, good, bad, indifferent, as far as I know. Danny up in New York City says, Bill, and he's a Michigan fan, but he says, consider me a Scott Frost fan. I know he hasn't done well in Nebraska. He's one of the coaches this year that comes to mind on the hottest seat. What does he need to do to keep his job record-wise? Well, I would say, If it's 7 wins, but they're all, none of them are embarrassing, and it looks like you're on the right track, that might keep him because, again, he is one of theirs. He's a legacy. 8 wins, I think, would solidly do it. But coming out and using the excuse, we played a bunch of close games, lost the ball, but they were close, I think is embarrassing. If I'm a Nebraska fan, that's embarrassing. You're relegated to, they were close. I mean, that's not how you get great. We got another break here. Dow is up 520. Happy with the CPI stuff. I'm Nick.
Good morning. We still see some heavy traffic volume coming in through Wilson County right now, down the interstate here on I-40 into the Hermitage area. Give yourself a little bit of extra travel time. Here's some radar, I-40, as you make your way in from Dixon County. And wrapping up an earlier wreck at Cottage View Lane at Mountain View, that's going to be over in Antioch. Hey, Gatlinburg Winery, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out their new flavors at GatlinburgWinery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Six-Man Movers here in Nashville is looking for people to join their growing team. They are currently accepting applications for 5 to 10 more members to fill their roster through their website, sixmanmovers.com. Once there, choose resources, then click on We're Hiring. Fill out the form, and a member of their team will be in touch. Experience is preferred, and you must have a valid driver's license. It pays $15 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. Come join the Six-Man Mover crew and get paid to work out. Other great perks include getting paid weekly for your hours, plus tips, flexible scheduling, and much more. You will love being a part of this dynamic roster with Six Man Movers. To apply, just go to sixmanmovers.com, then click on We're Hiring, or give them a call at 615-830-1313 for more information. Again, that number is 615-830-1313. That's Six Man Movers, more than just a Nashville moving company. We exist to help you change your life. Make your next move a win with Six Man Movers.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low around 72. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Columnist, I believe he's still with the Miami Herald, right? He interviewed Butch Davis, who for the first time in like 40 years not coaching. He had been at FIU. And in the article, he's talking about he's 70 years old. He can't imagine working 20-hour days anymore, but he misses football. And this is going to be the first year he's not coaching. And he and his wife now live in Naples on the west coast side of Florida. And FIU fell to pieces under him. He was there, what, 4 or 5 years? And you know how he found out he'd been replaced? No. You know how he found out he had been fired? How he had been unhired? An online ad. He tells the story. This was just, 21? There was an online ad that FIU put out saying we're searching for a head football coach. Nobody had said anything to him. He says now. Have you read this story? An online ad. Now, he apparently called him and said, give me another year, please, and they said no. Also, he says that when Mark Richt retired, kind of caught everybody off guard, right? He retired. Miami called him for an interview. And he felt like, he said, you know, I think, look, probably a token thing, but I might as well give it a shot. He and his wife are driving over there, and he hears on the radio that they've hired Manny Diaz. That's what he says. Butch Davis, now say what you want, but he put together maybe the best roster ever. The one that he handed to Larry Coker for a national championship and an overtime, which would have been another one. Ohio State won the game, as you know, but it's an interesting article. You pull it up. Just pull up his name. You'll see the article. But it's a Greg Cody interview with him. And a lot of interesting things in there. Hawkeye Jason. Bill, the NBC deal with the Big Ten is the one that I really want to see. He says if they do sign and take that nighttime slot, it signals to me that Notre Dame's joining the Big Ten. Oh, I don't think that's what that means at all. It eventually might, but NBC has said it's publicly known that they want a partner, meaning a broadcast entity, to go with their property, Notre Dame. And Notre Dame feels like the Big Ten situation with NBC, and it's apparently all but consummated, they're going to have a primetime slot, will lead to Notre Dame getting those 70-something million bucks individually that they're asking for. I don't think it means that. I mean, we'll see. I don't think that's what that means, though. Now, there is a connection there, but I don't think it means they're joining the league. Gator Brandon, who moved back to Florida. He's from Florida, lived here in the 615 for many years, and then he and his family moved back down to Florida. Bill, leave the damn game in Jacksonville. I think, Brandon, didn't you move somewhere over in the Jacksonville area, I thought? Somewhere around there. Yeah, he's back home. Dude's back in the Sunshine State. You know, it's interesting. People who, I've got a daughter who lives down there in Tampa. And she's been down there now, what, about a year, year and a half? And she really likes it, but she says it's so hot that she didn't even want to go to the beach. It's so hot. The water is not even comfortable, she says. It's like jumping in a hot bath. So she won't even go. She loves it down there. Now, the people who come up here, I got a lot of friends who moved up here from Florida. They say they like it here, and you get both sides of this, because you get the change in the weather. Now, if you live on the Emerald Coast, you're going to get changes in the weather, too. But you're down there where Allen is in Tampa, or you're down there below that, you're not getting a whole lot of change. Right? Matter of fact, we got to be in Tampa in December, me and Michelle. And now this is literally a couple of days after commitments. Right after commitments, a couple of days, we have to hop a flight, get on down there. And Allen was telling me it could be 70, 75. So, I mean, that's definitely a change. It's not 105 in January or December there. But yeah, we gotta head down there in December. Michelle's already trying to make her plans with that. Bugging me about plane flights. I said, book them. I mean, why are you bothering me over that? Book them. Tell me what time. I don't plan on missing any time for the show. Wherever I'm at down there, I'll just have to hook up and do the show. Tomorrow, right now, no guess. We'll see if that holds. Yeah, we'll see if that holds. I'll probably put something in there. I'm not sure what. Occupy a little bit of time. That'll be good. Kevin's back, as you know, and Brad's back. That'll be on Friday. Markets are happy. CPI number's good. Tesla's up. Tesla's happy, too. Flash Pop.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Former President Donald Trump sits down for a deposition today from the New York Attorney General's office. It's part of a three-year investigation into whether the Trump Organization misled lenders and tax officials about the value of real estate holdings. Trump-backed candidates winning some key races overnight, including in Wisconsin, where election denier Tim Michaels won the GOP primary for governor. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics announcing that July's consumer price index was down to 8.5% compared to last month's 8.7%. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
A big driver of why prices might be up a little bit less are gasoline. Gasoline, as people felt on the roads back this spring in March when it hopped as high as $5 a gallon.